Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics podcast, the voice for women in midlife and beyond. At Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Colleen.
My name is Bridget.
And today we are talking about makeup over 50. And we're not really talking about the exclusive, really expensive brands, but we have brought our friend, Michelle Probst. She has over 30 years of experience in the cosmetic industry. And we wanted her to walk us through what women can find in Walgreens, in CVS, price-conscious products that are useful for women over 50 that will work but will not cost you a fortune. And I learned a lot. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot from her. You know, the importance of your skincare being the first thing you take care of and just the products that are available that, like you said, you don't have to spend a fortune on and to be marketed towards us as well, women of our age as well. But that was really fascinating. You know, the advice that she gives on looking at the ingredients and the products and what's in there. And if you can't pronounce what's in there, the first four products, then you want to find another product. So that was really great advice. The importance of, you know, really protecting your skin from the sun and how much damage the sun does. And, you know, I wish I'd learned that in the 1970s, you know, when I was putting baby oil and what's the other stuff that you mixed with it to make it look like a tan? I'm going blank.
I would say a baby oil or lemon juice.
Oh, lemon juice in your hair. Yes. And baby oil. And what is the stuff you would? Iodine. And
never used iodine.
Ooh. Oh, you used to shake it up and it would turn your Johnson & Johnson baby oil. It would turn it this like maroonish color and then you'd put it on your skin and thinking that you had a tan, but you looked like an Oompa Loompa. So, you know, I don't know.
Are there any pictures? Are there pictures, Bridget?
Probably. So, but yeah, that's why I've got all these age spots and sun damage all over my body now.
And we talk about that. We talk about sunspots and all that fun stuff. You know, we talk about the fact that women over 50 account for 85% of global spending. And these brands need to start talking to us about what we need and what we want to use because we don't want to spend a fortune on skincare. It's not necessary. And with Michelle, she talks about the brands that are worth it. She calls it hashtag worth it picks. And on Instagram, you can find her. She has a company called Worth Beauty. You can follow it on Instagram. She has hashtag ESO50, either side of 50. So you can check her out on Instagram. I hope you guys are checking us out on all our forms of social media. And we have to say again, guys, we are so close to 1,000 people on our YouTube channel. I think we need 30-something people.
I think you're right. 30-something, yes.
So if there are 30-something people, which I hope because our numbers indicate a lot more than that. But if there's 30-something people who have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we would ask that you just do that real quick. It's Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And we have some great videos, some shorts. Just, it's a great platform. And we would be ever so appreciative if you would do that. We are going to start our conversation about skincare and cosmetics with Michelle Probst. We'll talk to you after. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Today, we are going to be talking about the beauty industry for women over 50. Bridget is just so excited because you know her. She's the makeup lover of the two of us. And we are thrilled to welcome our friend and expert, Michelle Probst, to the show. Welcome, Michelle.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing absolutely great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. You know, Bridget, I'm glad to have you on board. I'll send you some more samples of stuff.
Oh, you'd have no idea how happy. Christmas came early for Bridget now. Okay. Yeah. I'd say your birthday, but it's the same time. We're excited to talk to you. You are an expert in the field, as we mentioned in the intro. And our demographic is the perfect storm because everything says anti-aging, everything says make you look younger, but you know, what about our skin longevity? What about just looking good at the age you're at? And you talk a lot about that on your Instagram page. So can you share a little bit about what's going on for women over 50 in the makeup world?
Well, first of all, let me just say that we are over 50% of the population, and we spend $22 billion on beauty products. And so the beauty industry is finally catching on that they need to target us. I mean, we have the disposable income. We care about our ingredient decks. We actually know what that term means, where we're not just following an influencer because it looks good at the moment. I think women, we're just taking over. I mean, I just love it. Like, I'm so excited about you girls, and I love us collabing. And I find that at this age, women are more open to work together and help each other out. So for me, I celebrity makeup artist forever, I created the first undetectable cosmetic line for men. So I have totally switched gears to where I'm the client. And I have the group of friends that are all celebrity makeup artists. So I can help you girls know all the little tricks and trends that we do. I'm a big believer in the drugstore. I absolutely promote drugstore brands. You don't have to be wealthy to have healthy looking skin. I always say that. But I think for our age, I think we want to look like ourselves. I mean, I've never gone under the knife. Yes, I get Botox, and yes, I film it. I have no shame in my game. And I think that for some ladies that might be afraid or don't know the, you know, simple solutions to everyday problems, come visit us at Worth Beauty, because we have the experts. Whatever question you might have, I am not afraid to go there and do it myself, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, the experts at Worth Beauty Company know what we should be having, what we shouldn't be having. What are some ingredients to look for? And then what are some ingredients to avoid?
I've always said throughout the years, if you can't spell the first four ingredients on the ingredient deck, then just throw it away, because the ingredient deck goes from the most used all the way down to the bottom. So you want to look for, you know, natural ingredients, and also you want to find out source of ingredients. So fair trade is important. Women know this term now. You know, also I love to support women-owned brands, and I think women-owned brands like our friends at Care, they're their own clients. So they know what they're looking for, and being in the industry, they know what works for the skin. And unfortunately, I think women at our age are just not used to knowing it's maintenance. Ladies, it's maintenance. You know, just like taking care of your car, or taking care of your house, or taking care of your kids. Your face is everything. And your skin, if you take care of your skin, then the less makeup you need. And I think anything over 50, you really don't want to wear a lot of makeup. You want to enhance what you have going on. So the better you take care of your skin, then the less makeup you need.
There are so many brands out there that it can be overwhelming for women. You know, every one of them says 98% less lines in 3 weeks. How do we get through all that jargon to see what we really need?
Well, I think also you need to, if you haven't been to a dermatologist or you don't have somebody that you trust about your skin, seek professional advice. You know, whether that's somebody you know that's been, like, for example, let's just say somebody is considering a facelift or a lower lift or a neck something or an eye lift. You need to talk to someone that's been through it. You need to go and talk to the other side of someone at that same doctor. I had the honor of traveling with Dixie Carter years ago from Designing Women, and she was 10 years older than all the other cast members. So she interviewed 20 plastic surgeons before she made her decision. So do your homework, you know, find out what works. Now, retinol is not for everybody. And so there are slighter, less aggressive formulas that you might approach, look for natural, but retinol can eat your skin off your face. So you really, when it gets to clinical brands like the Obagis and the Zios, make sure you are being advised, because you might burn your skin. Number one for us girls, out of the sun. Stay out of the sun. And I love the sun. Hat. Always have an SPF. Now there are BB creams that are so easy to use. And again, I'll go back to drugstore, CoverGirl, Maybelline. They all have, and a BB cream is a coverage with the SPF in the product. So it's not a 2 or 3 time application. Again, I know it's maintenance, but they're finding ways where they're putting everything into one product. So even just taking a walk, like I walked 5 miles yesterday and it was cloudy, but I had to make sure I was covered, because the sun is our worst enemy. The sun and gravity at this age are our worst enemies.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about the BB creams and the ingredients, and I don't know where I ever heard this. So now I'm really glad I'm talking to an expert that if it was mixed in with something, it wasn't as good as putting it directly on. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I look at a BB cream as for like a daytime, you know, like let's just say you're going to the grocery store. You know, I mean, even being out in the sun, if you have a sunroof, I know a lot of my friends in California, they have to protect their hands if they have a convertible because they spend hours in the car with their hands. And that's the other thing. Protect your hands, your décolleté. You know, we know, remember Nora Ephron, I hate my neck. We have to watch all of these areas, your scalp even. I had a potential melanoma spot on my scalp that my hairdresser found. Like, Who would have even thought that? But you really have to be careful because melanoma is real.
Oh, every place that you just mentioned is every place that I can see my signs of aging. My neck, my hands, I have age spots all over my hands. Is there anything that we can do once they're there?
Well, I mean, you can have laser done, but I mean, honestly, if you really just start paying attention to it and treating it, at least it won't get worse.
Right.
Because, you know, I mean, I've always had veiny hands, but now I'm starting to see like my back. Like, I don't know about you girls, but I mean, I was at Ole Miss, sorority girl. We were laying on the top of the sorority house with album covers with tinfoil, just like radiating ourselves, like we didn't know any better. Now we know it's not good for us, even though it feels good. But there are ways to get around it.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you had to recommend a few of the BB creams, like drugstore brands, which ones would you say were in your top?
I love CoverGirl. I love CoverGirl. I think Neutrogena has a lovely one. You know, I'm just impressed with the drugstore. I mean, like London brought number 7 over. They had it in Boots, which is like the Walgreens in London. And, you know, they're actually beauty assistants at the Walgreens. So if you really want to try something, go for it. Just ask. You know, it can't hurt to ask because, you know, it's hard to see in a packaging. What if it's your right shade? You really need to be in sunlight. And I also recommend for ladies in your bathroom, if you can get real sunlight, whether it's a window, put your mirror near the window versus, you know, the bluey kind of, I call it fast food lighting sometimes that you have in your bathrooms or house, because then you get outside and your everything looks different. You know what I mean? You need to have your palette to see through whatever the natural look is.
And drugstore, and that's so important for women, for all women, for younger women, and but women in our demographic, because there's so many different situations in their lives. They're retiring, they may have gone through a divorce, and income can be really limited. What are some different makeup products that you would recommend from like the drugstore prices?
Well, I actually have been doing some stuff with Maybelline, and I absolutely love this brand. You know, you guys and I both have contributed to Gilda's Club, and I've done other groups before, and they always contribute. And I think that people don't understand that these brands are made in the same manufacturers. You're paying for packaging most of the time. Now, I will say there are brands like Arcana and Clé de Peau that are expensive. So what you do is you buy one, your must-have, out of the expensive collection for your arsenal. So you have a combination. There's not one brand that you wear every single thing in the collection. You know, pick and choose. Have your own arsenal that works for you. And some of it is a hit and miss. You might try it and it doesn't work for you. But I do love Maybelline. I love Neutrogena. And I love this number 7 from London. They've got some retinol alternatives that I think are important. But, you know, unfortunately, organic, and I hate to say this, does not work for aging skin. And aging is not a bad word. I understand what Colleen was saying about anti-aging. But aging, you age the day you're born. So aging is just natural. But aging skin organic is not healthy on the shelf. So 5% of any product has to have a 5% preservative in any product just to make sure it has shelf life. Because, and that's the other thing, throw away your stuff. I mean, if it's been sitting there in your drawer and you're looking at that mascara, well, I might want to try it one more time. Throw it away. Throw it away.
I'm so bad at that. I'm so bad with that.
It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's bacteria growing in that stuff. Uh-uh.
Around your eyes, you don't want that around your eyes. And that is so important to remember that too.
The Bridget, do you wear contacts? Do either, both of y'all wear contacts?
I do wear them. I don't wear them all the time, but I do wear contacts. Yes.
And that adds a whole nother layer of, you know, you just put your makeup on and you forgot to put your contacts in, and then it just,
if I forgot the contacts before the makeup,
it's not happening that day. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, you know, growing up in the 80s, black eyeliner was the thing. And we colored inside our eyelids and around.
I'm glad you said that, because my next thing that I was going to mention is it's about smudging and blending at our age. You know, harsh lines don't really work. Like under eye, don't do it. Unless you're like going for a very dramatic, weird look. I think at our age, we do the top line, and you can even do from the half out, because the goal is to elongate this way, right? So just do what I love to do. I wish I had we'll have to do a demonstration another time, but I love to use a brush and wet it onto an eyeshadow. And that creates a softer line, and it doesn't have to be black. It can be a chocolate brown. Now, Colleen, you have blue eyes?
I have green, but they're sometimes green blue. They're
okay.
They can't decide. Yeah, I have green, blue. They just depend on the day.
You want to make sure you are using a taupe brown versus a red tone brown, because that's going to like fight the green. I remember I taught Al Gore the word taupe when he was running for president. But you know, stay away from orange and red tone browns, and go towards the cooler taupe and shadowy charcoal browns. And that's beautiful on the eye and also on the brow. I think that's another thing. Be consistent with your look. So that same brush that you use to line your eye, line your brow, and then take that mascara wand and brush your hairs up. Looks so natural. And I think a full brow is very important at our age, because it really frames the eyes without looking like you're wearing a lot of makeup. Because, you know, we don't want to be, I mean, if you wear false lashes for an event, yay, great. But day to day, you don't want to have, you know, Tammy Faye going on. So just that's a way to look natural, consistent, even with your lip and your cheek color. You know, Bobby Brown's got that Jones Road product out.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's very similar to Cindy Joseph's Boom. Not to say somebody was copying, I'm just saying. What it is saying is, use one thing, and I've always done that. What you use on your lip, you can use on your cheek, you can use on your eyelid. If you need a little hint of color, I always feel like I look better with a little tan. So I'm always using Neutrogena spray tan, and it just gives me a little color. And that's another trick. If you have a little color, you don't have to wear so much anything else. It just gives you a little hint of youth. That's the way I feel.
Right. That's interesting with the eyebrows, because that is something I've noticed with the aging, is the graying in the eyebrows and the thinning in the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Interesting about not going so dark, you know, that it needs to be a little softer, because it can look really harsh.
Especially in the day, especially in the daytime.
Right, right.
So, and lipstick and sunglasses, ladies, that's all you need. Sunblock.
Thank goodness for sunglasses. Oh my God.
The thing about the mob wife look, I'm like, that's been my look. I mean, it's coming back in style. I've always loved the mob wife look. That's my thing.
So woman is walking into a Walgreens or a CVS, and you see concealer, you see foundation, you see powders, what do you want to start with on your skin? Like, what are kind of the over 50 make sure you have to start before you put your makeup on?
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. And we're back.
First of all, you've got to take care of that skin. As I said, think of things in terms of AM and PM. So what you do before you go to bed is going to affect the way you wake up in the morning. And also think about things in terms of while you're sleeping, it can work for you. So, you know, the old motto is retinol at night, C in the day, vitamin C for the skin, because you're going to wake up in the AM and remove the retinol. So you don't have to worry about having your skin peel off with the sun. So the skin is everything. Take care of your skin first. I like to use a serum, any kind of, and if you don't have any money, it's so good as go get vitamin E oil, you know, or, and you can get the tablets at the drugstore and just break them open. But the more natural you can get on your serum, the better. So treat your skin at night. Then when you want to wash your face in the morning, put some sort of day lovely cream, like, you know, again, I'm going to say Neutrogena and Olay and all of these wonderful drugstore brands. And then think about putting your makeup on. And your makeup should just be like, look at your face. Okay, I have dark circles. I have some issues here and there. Consider it a canvas. So just lightly, I don't like to wear a lot of foundation. So I literally just do concealer here, wherever I have a little boop boop. And then I just go out my day. And again, has to have SPF in it. And then, you know, you want to do your blush. I like to do a little blush on my eyelids. Again, consistency, you know, trying to stay in one tone. And then a little waterproof mascara, you're good to go.
You know, what I've noticed with me as I've aged, and like, I love the sun. I loved the sun as a kid. Here I am in Florida. I do wear my hat. I do put on sunscreen, but especially in the summer, and I can't remember the word for it, but the little like darkening of skin splotches.
Well, there's sunspots too.
Is it called melasma? Is that how you pronounce it? Or how do you pronounce that?
I think that's right. And there's different versions of it. And again, everybody's skin is a little different based on, you know, the damage you've done. And some people are, you know, live in the sun and they don't have a problem. A lot of it is genetic, but these days the ozone layers are gone. So you really have to triple down on it and go see your dermatologist.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, basal stem cell is happening everywhere. I'll tell you what. So I'm sure you have a friend that has been through Mohs. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
M-O-H-S.
My mom and what has.
Tim just had it right on his eye. And what they do is after they remove what they think is almost all the cancer, they lab it. And then they have the plastic surgeon on piggyback right then and there so that they can close it up professionally. And so if you do have to have any work on your face, y'all, really make sure you have a plastic surgeon there because you can avoid scarring. There's a product called Tan Lux, L-U-X-E, that a lot of the celebrity makeup artists use on their clients, that it is a like an oil serum drop, and you take your favorite moisturizer, put a couple of drops in it, and put it on your face and your arms, whatever, and the next day you're tan. Wow. And it's good for your skin. I mean, like, some of my best friends are doing this. I can't say who, but all of the talk show hosts and everybody that, you know, again, you want to look a little color, but it's a great product. And it's another easy little super secret that you can share, but it's about $50, but it lasts 6 months. So that's the other thing. You have to break it down. Like, is it worth it? Is it necessary for my arsenal? Because you can go to the drugstore and get the Neutrogena for $12 and spray it on yourself. So all good stuff.
What about makeup removal? So a lot of women will use a makeup wiper.
Can
we talk about what to do to remove makeup when we're over 50?
It's so hard, isn't it? Like, you just want to go to bed. Right. My suggestion is keep a little, again, drugstore, Neutrogena has them. There's 100 different ones. The little packs of the removals for the face, keep it by your bedside table. Because, you know, if you forget and it's like, oh gosh, I don't want to get up, you can do it then. But, you know, mascara is the biggest one. But yeah, you know, your skin needs to breathe and you need to do that PM treatment. Again, maintenance, you got to take the time and you've got to put something on your face before you hit the pillow, for sure.
And now I always love, I guess I found it about 5 years ago and different companies make it. It's like, they call it a makeup melt or a balm. I have found that to be my favorite thing. Have you heard of this or any recommendations?
I have heard of it. I haven't tried it yet, but there's just so many different things. I think, again, stay as clean and clinical and not as much, just whatever works for you. Everybody's got their own routine, but do it. That's the difference, is you really have to do it.
Right. When I was younger and my kids were young and I had to get up and teach the next day, I could be really bad about that. And now I am so good about that. Like, I do not.
We have more time now. We have more time. That's right.
Yeah. Y'all are so cute.
We've talked about Neutrogena. We've talked about Maybelline. Are there any other kind of drugstore products that just are your favorites? If I walked into your bathroom right now, I would find it in a drawer that you use daily.
Well, no, it looks like a pharmacy right now because I have so many brands coming to me to promote them. I think I've mentioned all the brands that I love, but again, ask the person there. Like, have you ever been to a Walgreens in Chicago or New York? I mean, it's like a hotel. I mean, they have sushi, they have floors of makeup and perfume and everything. It's becoming that way. I eventually think it's going to be a one-stop shop. You know, the malls are going to go away and there's just going to be individual groups, and there's going to be Walgreens and Duane Reade. And y'all keep asking me this. One of the brands I really want to promote is Arcana, which is out of Los Angeles. It was made for women our age, and it's a little bit pricier than the drugstore. Here's the other thing, Amazon. I love Amazon. I never thought I'd say this, but you can get anything you need on Amazon, and you can return it if it's not the right thing. I love a vitamin C spray. I think that's something important to use. It's a good feel-good spritz in the morning, and lots of different brands have that. I just am so excited about having women our age really looking into and getting down to what is going to work for you, because everybody is different.
That we hear, that I see a lot, is women complaining that their lips are getting smaller as they get older. Mm-hmm. Do you have a recommendation for that? Is lip liner necessary at our age? Or
no, never, no, don't line. Okay. Unless you fill the whole pencil in. Like, fill the whole thing in and then put a lipstick on top of it. That's only going to accentuate your lines. I think, again, treat your lips. They're skin. You know, we have to pay a little, like, I use Vaseline. Let's go back to the old school. Like, you know, Anita Roddick, who started the Body Shop, when I started my first cosmetic line, I researched her. And she found that the most beautiful women in the world use the earth for products. And she was the first one to do organic. She was the first one to do recyclable. And it's just getting back down to the roots. I think it's important. Vaseline all day long. You can get that at the drugstore.
Oh yeah. I mean, it really does. And then they start.
And your feet ladies, feet. Yeah. Do Vaseline and socks at night. I don't know. I can't sleep in socks all night long. I have to throw them off. But I do like to do a little treatment to the feet, because they, at our age, have paid the price of high heels and all of that stuff, right?
And they crack and they are nasty looking unless you get pedicures. Yeah. I was going to ask about, you know, the little things like you sent Colleen and I, those wonderful roller that we keep in the fridge or keep in the freezer. Roll it. What are some products there that you think are really great?
Well, I tell you one thing I've been using. It's a radiating little machine that I've got it on the site, and I'll get y'all the info before this rolls. I can really see a difference in my neckline. And you just plug it in. It's about $40, I think. Now, you would pay hundreds of dollars for this treatment at, you know, any kind of medi spa. And I do it at home. Like, if I'm watching the news, I get up really early. And so, like, I have that quiet Zen time and see what's going on in the world. And that's when I do it. And it really tightens up your jawline. Because, again, with your collagen and the gravity pulling, your lip is getting smaller because the top part between your nose and your lip is being pulled down. And anything with collagen is good. But topically, let's face it, you really, you have to look for more scarier options than just anything topical for the neck. I mean, you can smooth that skin out all day long, but this thing really works. So I will send y'all a link to it, and I got it on Amazon. And I'll, you know, somebody will suggest something to me. We get a lot of questions at Worth, and I'm just happy to answer and find out what works and what's the simple solution. Because as long as you're doing something and that you're aware of it, I mean, have you run into a friend before that you haven't seen in forever and they're the same age as you and you see them from a distance and you think, oh my God, they're the same age as me. And I think, you know what? I look okay because I work at it. And I'm not saying everybody has to work at it, but it's the little simple things just to feel good about yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And that's another thing I wanted to just touch on is that you really mentor people, or you really kind of made that your mission. Like you to Colleen and I, which was fabulous. And can you talk a little bit about why that is important to you and really why, you know, Worth Beauty Company and what you do on Instagram, why you like to share that?
It is so important. And, you know, I wanted to touch on too about being an entrepreneur. Over the years, I've received a lot of accolades for being an entrepreneur. I don't think you grow up thinking you're going to be an entrepreneur. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least I didn't know that was a word, really. And then going through different phases of celebrity, then to the brand, getting the first cosmetic line for men into Nordstrom, all of these things, somebody helped me before. And I always knew the women that brought me up, that I would bring the others up. And so, you know, there was a 3-year miss in my career from a health scare. And now I'm just so excited to bring my knowledge, my group of friends' knowledge, to help women feel good about themselves, because that's what it's about. I mean, I'm like everybody else. I look in the mirror and go, oh man, what is this? What happened here? You know, we all do it. But if we could look in the mirror and go, I'm alive and I feel so good about it, and I want to present the best part of me. You know, women like Brené Brown and all these other women that help you find the right words to say what you're feeling. For me, it's teaching what I know, which is makeup and skincare and just the maintenance of it all. And just that women over 50, we're everything and we are ruling the world. I mean, look at the music industry, for example. It's all women. I love it. It's just a really good time to be a woman over 50, because we are living longer and we need to go, oh God, you know, look at our ancestors. Our grandmothers did not look like this. I'm 61. My grandmother did not look like this at 61, but I've worked at it. You know, now I haven't done too much. I still have lifelines, and we need to respect lifelines. What's wrong with that? Why do we have to go, oh my God, 60, what? Let's go, I'm alive, and I'm going to help everybody else along the way. That's the way it feels. And Bravo. Worth it.
And you're worth it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, wait, you know? That's a slogan. Yes. That was a brilliant slogan. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, ladies.
And
you're welcome. Thank you. And you guys inspire me.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for being on our show. We always enjoy talking to you. Michelle's been so great. We are so fortunate that we got to meet her this summer, and she just has a really great way of bringing people together, introducing people in this good old midlife space. And she knows a lot of people, so it's been great knowing her and just the advice that she brings with her experience as a makeup artist and with Worth Beauty Company. And she's always showing different products that are really great products. She sent Colleen and I these amazing
face
rollers.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh, you keep it in the freezer and it's just nice and cool on your skin. It's just great. And she has a ton of things like that she gives great advice on. So you really need to check her out. Hashtag Worth It Tips and hashtag ESO 50, the either side of 50. So they're really great. It's got great information we just enjoy talking to Michelle. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We are on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We have a wonderful Facebook group. And check us out on YouTube, because we put these videos on YouTube of our conversations. As long as our guests agree to be on video, we put them up there. We'll share little shorts and clips from the video. We're also on TikTok, so check that out as well. And just have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and rate and review us.
Have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.